I'm Brian Moline. As you may have heard, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, opens in theaters this weekend. One of the many ways Star Wars has changed the movie industry since the first movie came out in 1977 is through special effects. Much of the industry standard in special effects, even today, has its roots in the original Star Wars trilogy of the late 70s and early 80s. That's according to Julie Chernock, a professor of media and cinema studies at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Her latest book, Plastic Reality, looks at the evolution of movie special effects. Chernock spoke with me about the latest Star Wars movie and the franchise's impact on special effects in the movie industry.
The first film had a really ambitious special effects program, but they ran into time crunches at the end, and this is something that you won't see very often in the histories. A very large amount of the special effects were contracted out to independent effects houses. So even though there was a kind of Industrial Light and Magic team that was the core team, a great number of the special effects in Star Wars and even in Empire Strikes Back and even in Return of the Jedi were contracted out. And the example I always give is that the lightsabers, for example, they were designed by the ILM team, but they were actually completed by a completely outside company, Vanderveer Effects. In terms of the Empire Strikes Back, that's where a lot of the problems that they had with the first movie were ironed out. They improved some things that they had problems with matte lines, for example. They thought too many matte lines where the edges of the composites were showing. George Lucas took a lot of the money that was made in Star Wars and just plowed it right back into the company. And a lot of that went to what had that by then become Industrial Light and Magic as an incorporated entity.
So just talk about the impact that Industrial Light and Magic had just on the movie industry as a whole throughout the 1980s especially.
Oh, it's had a huge, huge impact. In fact, I have argued, and I do argue, that Industrial Light and Magic has set not just the standard, but the aesthetic for special effects. And so we have a commonsensical notion of, oh, well, that looks real, and so that's a good special effect. But ILM has defined the aesthetic for what is a good special effect. ILM was the most powerful effects company throughout the 80s. It's the only one today that still exists from the 70s. Because the other companies wanted to compete with ILM, they copied their style. You know, when we go to the movies now, most of the movies are copying ILM's look. That has made it seem to us like we're seeing some sort of natural kind of reality, but in fact, it's an ILM-created reality.
Now, it's been a good measure of time since the previous three Star Wars movies came out in theaters. Talk a little bit about the advances in special effects we've seen in that amount of time since Episode 3. Mm-hmm. What kind of advances have we seen in special effects since then?
Well, there's the obvious, the whole industry has gone digital, of course, and even though the whole film industry has, in fact, gone digital, it was the special effects industry that was the kind of harbinger of that. It's the thing that kind of got the rest of the film industry into digital technology. When we see these films today that are, like Avatar, for example, that are look more like animation than live action, that is a process that began basically with Star Wars before the digital era, but a kind of increase in what we might think of as a kind of artificial material combined with filmed material, combined with animation, composited to look like a kind of believable reality.
We were talking before you came in here. You've got your tickets to see Episode 7 coming up this weekend. What kind of expectations do you have for Episode 7 with J.J. Abrams directing?
The best I can do is say I've seen the trailers, and it's very clear that the new versions, the J.J. Abrams-led versions, are meant to harken back to the original trilogy, the 70s and 80s trilogy, and give you that original Star Wars feeling. And I have, I would say, high expectations based on the trailers. And I'm pleased with the actors they chose for the new actors. The John Boyega, who's one of the big stars, is in a really great movie that from a few years ago called Attack the Block, and he's an extremely charismatic actor. Oscar Isaac, of course. And so I'm excited.
I think a lot of people are. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, in theaters this weekend. And Julie Chernock, professor of media and cinema studies and author of the book Plastic Reality, talking about the rise of movie special effects, joining us to discuss it here today. Julie, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.